Ready to win big?
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
It's time for Price That Parlay.
Straight cash, homie.
Here comes the money.
Now on Riddle and the Reporter.
It is that time. It is time for Price That Parlay here on Riddle and the Reporter. Junior Riddle, Nick Kieser, Connor Newt. We're all going to be involved in the game that saw me walk away with some cash money. To recap last week really quickly, Nick won and he chose to go with the first parlay. So that means I got the first pick in the draft. Nick got the first parlay and he chose $15, which was Titans plus +3, Raiders plus +3.5, Commanders minus -7, and Seahawks minus -4.5. And did not win. Then I had the pick of a $5 parlay, which I went with Texas State plus +13.5, Browns plus +1.5, Bears plus +1.5, and Giants plus +1.5. And that one just flat out did not hit with those final two picks. Then Nick had his $10 parlay where he had Colorado minus -2.5, Vikings minus -2.5, Vanderbilt plus +10, and Tulane plus +6.5. But the big winner, I got the $20 parlay. That's what he left me with. Eagles minus -4, Jaguars minus -4.5, 49ers minus -2.5, and MTSU Blue Raiders plus +20.5. On the road against Missouri, and I walked away with about $280 because of this game. So make sure that you are tuning in because you, if you make our picks with us, you could possibly walk away with some money too. Now, Connor, do you have the coin ready? Because Nick is going to choose heads or tails, and that is going to kick off this week's slate.
Here we go.
Of Price That Parlay.
Oh, I got the coin. It's not the quarter, but it's a nickel.
That's good enough. That's good enough.
Good enough.
All right, Keezer, are you ready?
Yep, I'm going to go tails.
Okay. It is heads.
Oh.
Damn.
You listen, you've went tails never fails 2 weeks in a row, and it has failed you.
It certainly has.
Twice.
That's okay. That's okay.
All right, all right. You went with, or I went with the first pick of the draft last week. This week, I'm going to go first parlay. I want to change things up a little bit. So you will get the first pick of the draft. It will be a snake draft. I will have picks 2 and 3, followed by him getting 4 and 5, me 6 and 7, and so on. So go ahead with the first pick of the draft.
Yes. So my first pick of this evening and this week is going to be the Commanders, plus 3.5, taking on the Broncos this week. So, Junie, I think that's a good place to start. Where do you go the next two?
That's a good one. You know what? Based off of our segment about 30 minutes ago, I'm going to go Vols minus -6 at Florida. I like that game. I think the Vols went big. I had it 38-21. I think they blow them out. And then with my second pick, with the third overall pick, I am going Colorado versus Colorado State, because you don't talk smack to prime time. And when you talk smack to prime time,
you put your sunglasses on.
You get smacked. You get smacked. So give me the Colorado Buffaloes minus 23.5. And if it was minus 30, minus 34, I would take it too. So give me the Colorado Buffaloes. They're going to wipe the floor with Colorado State. Nick Kieser, the fourth and fifth pick of the draft are yours. What are your next picks?
So I'm going to go green, go white this week. And I'm going Michigan State versus Washington. I'm taking Michigan State plus the 16.5. So I'll start there. My back half, our alma mater is involved, but it's on the other side.
Oh, you're not. No, you're not.
I am. Ohio State is taking on Western Kentucky. Give me Ohio State minus the 29.5.
You're not going with the tops?
I'm not.
Dude.
Big Red's going to be sad this week. I'm sorry.
Listen.
Blue Knighted.
Am I expecting Western to make this a close game? No. But when you give this offense 30 points, I think they cover the spread. I don't like that pick from you, Kieser. You're a traitor. You're a trader. Okay.
We'll see.
Let's see. Let's see what we got here. I got a list of a bunch of these. Let's see which one I like.
Literally, we have a list.
I'm going to go 49ers at Rams minus 7. Listen, the 49ers wiped the floor with my Steelers. They looked really good. I think the Rams got a little bit lucky. I'm going Niners. I think the Niners went big. And even when the Rams were good, the Niners still had their number. I'm going
Niners.
Jump on
that bandwagon, Judy.
I'm going Niners. All right, with my next pick. And I'm going to kind of pull a you because I'm a diehard Louisville Cardinals fan.
I did this to you weeks ago, though.
And I'm going to go Indiana plus 10.5.
Okay.
I think the way Indiana competed in the Ohio State game, I think their defense is good. Jack Plummer, the quarterback from Louisville, I'm not a fan of him. I don't like this guy. I don't think he's that good. He's getting overhyped. I think Louisville wins. But I think Indiana covers the 10.5. I think it's a bit of a closer game. Give me Indiana plus 10.5.
Okay. All right, let's go over to the NFL here for picks 8 and 9 for myself. I'm going to go ahead and take the Jags.
Ooh.
Plus 3.5, taking on the Kansas City Chiefs. Should be a fun one between Trevor Lawrence and Patrick Mahomes. But I do like that Trevor Lawrence is in this part of his career early on against Patrick Mahomes, and I want to see what he's capable of doing. It's going to be a close one.
Playoff rematch, by the way.
It is. It is a big, big game. My 9th selection for our Price That Parlay draft is going to be I'm taking the Lions, taking on the Seahawks.
Ooh.
The Lions are a minus 4.5 this week, Junie.
That line stifled me. I'm not going to lie to you.
I thought it would be higher than that, honestly.
Really?
A little bit.
I think the Seahawks are better than what they showed. Week one is really weird.
Yeah.
Week one,
not great.
A lot of weird, a lot of upsets. Again, I went 12-4. Humble brag, okay. But I went 12-4. But the Seahawks went into Detroit last year and beat them by 3, and now they're playing in Detroit again. That's a close one. I'm going to be looking into that one a little bit more, but I like the pick. All right, my next two picks. I think I'm going to go to the NFL as well.
All right.
The Bears. I picked them last week against the Packers. All right. I think because of the embarrassment and because the Bucs are a little bit fat and happy with their win at Minnesota, I think the Bears bounce back against the Bucs plus 2.5 on the road in Tampa. And for my next pick, do I want to go college or do I want to go NFL?
You got to go NFL here.
All right. You're right. I think I'm gonna. I'm not trying to search the other page. I'm gonna go Patriots plus 3.5.
Okay.
Patriots plus 3.5 versus the Dolphins. I think the Dolphins they whipped out way too much of their offensive arsenal in week one to get a win against the Chargers. Going on the road to New England after they had a tough loss, I think that they looked pretty good against the Eagles. I think they played a pretty solid game.
Sure.
So give me the Patriots and Bill Belichick to slow down 2 in the Dolphins, plus 3.5, a home dog. I'm taking the Pats.
All right. And I know that Josh Allen was shaky a little bit, and when I mean a little bit, I hope he bounces back from how he looked, but give me the Bills minus 8.5 over the Raiders this week in Jimmy G. I'm convinced that they will have a much better showing against the Raiders. It's tough to have that same performance again if you're Josh Allen, but we'll see. Stephon Diggs, I thought, looked pretty good last time out as well. But I like the Bills in this matchup. I like that line personally. And so I'm going to go back to college for the 13th pick of the draft. I'm going to take our boy Connor Newt's Kentucky.
Ugh.
Yeah, you are.
Over Akron. Kentucky is a minus 25.5 point favorite.
Do you realize Kentucky just barely got away with beating an FCS EKU.
Oh, I'm aware, but remember, the name of the game is Price That Parlay, and this could definitely skew something.
So you're trying to throw in a pick there to
you
get it.
You have to go somewhere. But look,
new strategy by Nick Kieser.
We'd be trying to get someone else's team involved, so I got to throw our Hilltoppers in there. I got to throw in the Wildcats.
All right. So my final two picks, and you got the final one. I'm going to go Let me go back to college. I'm going to go with K-State at Mizzou, former Big 12 rivalry.
Yep.
States are bordering each other. Apparently, this game is already sold out for Mizzou, but give me K-State minus 3.5 on the road at Missouri. I just think K-State is a much better team than Missouri. Missouri struggled last week against MTSU. I would argue they should have lost that
game.
They
should have.
I think MTSU had a really good shot at winning that game. So I'm going to go with K-State. And then to wrap up my picks, I'll tell you what. I'm going to go to a division that I'm very familiar with.
That's what I was thinking.
I'm going to go Bengals over the Ravens. They're 3-point favorites at home. Give me the Bengals to win. I could see this. I could see this pushing.
Mm-hmm.
I could see this being literally a 3-point game. I think the Bengals bounce back and they beat up on the Ravens. Ravens had a cupcake game against CJ Stroud and the Texans. Didn't look that great against them. I think the Bengals bounce back at home, -3 against the Ravens.
For my fantasy team's sake, I sure hope so. But my final pick of the draft to round things out before we go into our next segment and do our parlays, I'm going to go to Penn State. They're going to be taking on Illinois this weekend, Junie. Give me Penn State -14.5 over the Fighting Illini.
Okay. Listen, Penn State's a good team. But Joe Rexroad, he's the Big Ten expert. I heard him in Pigskin Pick'em this morning.
Yes.
He said he's going with Illinois. So I don't know where to go on that one. I stayed away from that one. That one's a very weird line for me that I just didn't want to touch.
Got to have some fun, man.
But overall, good pick. Coming up next, we are going to get into part two of Price That Parlay. Connor is going to draw four of our games randomly at a time. And then since I elected to go with the first parlay, I get to choose the allotment between $5, $10, $15, or $20. Continuing Price That Parlay coming up next. You're listening to Riddle and Reporter here on 102.5 and 106.3 The Game.
Ready to win big?
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
It's time for Price That Parlay.
Straight cash, homie.
Here comes the money.
Now on Riddle and the Reporter.
Dollar, dollar. Segment number two of Price That Parlay. It is now time. The picks are in. 1 through 16. We're going to do four-leg parlays that are going to be at random. And we're going to price them 5, 10, 15, or 20. I get the first parlay. Connor's got the hat. He has got all the picks ready to go. Now, Connor, I know you had some struggle with FanDuel last week. But we had some practice. We had some reps. You are familiar with the website. You know how to get it done. Now, time neediness. Let's get our first parlay drawn. Let's go.
All right. Are you ready, Junie?
I am ready.
All right. Your first pick will be the New England Patriots +3.
Ooh.
Your second pick, the Commanders +3.5.
Oh, that's one of Nick's picks.
The third will be the 49ers -7.
I like that. That's one of mine.
And the fourth will be the Kansas State Wildcats, the lesser Wildcats, -3.5.
All right. Okay. So I like this one. This is three out of my four picks. I got Keezer's Commanders +3.5. And also the Pats, I'm pretty sure they're +3.5 as well.
They are. Nope, just +3.
Okay. All right. Either way, I am confident with this, but I'm not super confident. I'm going to go $15 on the parlay. So the $15 amount is now eliminated. Connor.
Yes, sir.
You got it in?
I do have it in.
Okay. That was actually pretty good. I was trying to elongate that for you so that you can make sure you got it.
I appreciate that.
I do. Well, three NFL picks, that's easy. You just had to find Kansas State. All right. What are our odds and what is the win total?
All right, sir. Your odds are 1174.
All right.
And your win total will be 176.10.
176 and okay, that's not bad. That's not bad. All right. Let's move on to the second parlay. Draw five more for Keezer.
Yes, sir. Keezer, your number one pick will be my beloved, the greatest. Well, D-Mace, in his opinion.
He sold me there for a second.
The Michigan State Spartans +16.5. Your second pick will be the Indiana Hoosiers +10.
Okay.
You're ten and a half.
Ten,
yeah.
Is it ten and a half? Apologies. Number three will be the Lions minus the 4.5.
Okay.
And number four will be the Jags plus 3.5.
All right. I got three different things to choose from here. I'm going to go ahead. I feel like I need to make this kind of a safe thing.
This is also three of your picks and just one of mine. And you got one of my good ones.
I did. All right. I'm going to do $10 here. This will be mine. So
why $10 though?
Like I said, I want it to be a little bit of a safe thing for me personally. Like I said, kind of what I was just going at earlier was I'm not really too much into the betting. I enjoy picking games, Junie, but I'm going to just play it safe again once again this week.
This is not the game to play it safe.
But it's going to be fun.
I hit on the $20 parlay and made $280.
The Spartans, baby. The Spartans could do something.
All right. Okay, did that give you did you have enough time?
I did have enough time.
All right.
I'm speed running today.
I know. Listen, the practice on FanDuel is working.
Yes, it is.
All right, Keezer. Your odds are 11.59.
Okay.
And your win total will be 115.90.
I think that's fair.
That's not bad.
That's fair.
That's not good. Bad. That's okay, good. So now we are left with the $5 allotment and the $20 allotment.
Yes.
So I went with the 15, you went with the 10.
Yep.
So now somebody could either win a lot bigger or a lot less bigger. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm up next. Next four picks, Connor.
Okay, Junie. This is ironic because I know you're a big cards man. And I'm a Wildcats man.
Oh, here we go.
And last time, when I said the greatest, you know what I was talking about. The pages got stuck together. It was a whole thing. But, Junie, your number one pick is my beloved Kentucky Wildcats minus the 25.5.
How is it your beloved? Your own school's helmet is on the table in front of
you. Hey, man.
Akron better suck. I hope Akron sucks. Because if Kentucky blows this... Oh,
hey, man, if I don't cheer for the BBN, my dad won't
go
feed me.
Go on. Next picks.
All right, your number two will be the Bears plus the 2.5.
All right.
All right, that's fair.
Number three is the Bills minus the 8.5.
Okay. Not bad.
And number four will be the Bengals minus the 3.
Damn Bengals.
All right. Okay. So because of the Kentucky spread... And the Bills spread is a little high. I think the Bills spread is iffy because the Bills are one of those teams, they either play you really close or they just knock you out. There's no in between with the Bills. I'm not confident with this one. I'm not going big. I'm going $5 just because I got Kentucky. And you did this on purpose.
I did.
He's salty.
I did.
You did this on purpose.
I have to be competitive at least a little bit.
You just said this didn't matter to you.
A little bit. I'm competitive a little bit.
Whatever.
Blue is a prettier color than red, by the way.
Okay.
I don't think I would necessarily argue with that. But it's not about colors. Oh, it's about teams. Goodness. Either way. All right. So that means, again, the final parlay of the game is going to be the $20 allotment. There's only four spreads left. What are the four remaining teams?
Do you want to hear your payout for your last?
Oh, yes.
He needs his odds.
What are my odds and payout? Because I really don't care. This one's not going to hit.
Your odds are 1264.
Okay.
Okay.
And your payout is a whopping $63.20. You could buy dinner with that. I mean.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's a night out on the town. That's a couple drinks up at the local pub.
Mm-hmm.
That's a beer or two to watch some games.
Or you can go grab your beloved Caesar salad.
Oh, yes.
That's right.
Yes, I could.
Yeah.
You could buy your favorite producer some Zaxby's for lunch.
Get out of here.
You're not worth Zaxby's. I would eat KFC. Ugh. You get KFC.
You look like a Popeyes guy to me.
I love Canes.
Popeyes is
I'm a big guy. I would rep Canes all the way. Yeah. Either way, we're not here to talk about chicken joints. What's the final parlay for Nick? $20 parlay. Final four remaining. What are those final four lines?
Keezer, your number one will be Coach Prime and the Colorado Buffaloes minus the 23.5.
Well, okay.
Lucky.
Your second will be the Rocky Top Vols minus the 6.5.
Woo!
Your third will be Ohio State minus 29.5.
All right. Chris Sanders-esque.
Chris Sanders University. And of course, Mr. Irrelevant, Penn State,
mm-hmm.
minus the 14.5.
That's actually not a bad parlay to wrap things out.
It's really not.
And you didn't even get to choose.
I did not.
You're left with the $20, kind of like I was last week.
Right.
And you got a decent parlay, all favorites.
Right. Right.
So the favorites just have to dominate. If the favorites dominate, which I don't think Ohio State is going to dominate as bad as people think. I think it's one of the worst Ohio State teams we've seen in the last 10 years. Either way, it's still a pretty good parlay.
Yeah.
What are the odds and what's the payout?
Your odds, sir, are $12.96.
Okay.
And your payout will be $259.20.
Ooh. All right.
All right.
Could go out big, possibly. We'll see.
So, I mean, just realistically, if Nick hits both of his, you will beat me this week. Mm-hmm. And you have the big heavy hitter.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this heavy hitter actually has a shot at hitting.
Yeah, I think so.
But since I went with the 5 and the 15, only $20 total, and you went with the 10 and the 20, mm-hmm. $30 total,
mm-hmm.
you have more invested, so you have more of an opportunity to win.
Correct.
Now, again, I am very much so ahead of you because my $20 parlay last week hit. How confident are you feeling that you can bounce back in the game this week?
I feel pretty good about it. And
even though you made an awful pick that you got lucky that wound up going to me.
Right. Well, that's okay. And we're
a wrench in the game.
We're not all going to get the picks that we want, and you have to kind of look at some other matchups. But I feel good, and hopefully this is something I come out more on top with. And for me personally, I would like I think the most intriguing matchup for me is the Ohio State game because, A, yes, it does involve our WKU Hilltoppers. But I do want to see them at least put some numbers up. I would like to see this work out in my favor. The Michigan State Sparties, I think, is another one for me I want to have go my way. So if I have a few wins out of this, Junie, I'll consider it a good testament to me picking so far.
So my total, if I were to hit on both of my parlays, would be $239.30, which is less than your entire $20 parlay. Now, if I do yours, $115.90 plus $259.20, you, if you hit both of yours, $375,
right under $400.
That's not bad. Hey, that's not bad at all.
It's not bad at all.
Oh, and by the way, Nick just proposed last week, and she said yes. I don't know if you're still paying on that ring, buddy, but for like $375, go a long way on that.
Would still go a long way. I won't need it, which is good, but thank you for the congratulations. But yes, that will be really good for Kristen and I to use that, whether it's for date night or travel or maybe even getting a pet at some point.
Either way. That has been this week's edition of Price That Parlay. Listen, we said it last week. It was a little bit hectic, but we got our ducks in a row, and that is the game.
Good job, Connor.
I was the week one winner. I was the week one winner. Keezer has an opportunity to bounce back this week. I honestly kind of like Keezer's parlays a little bit better than mine. But either way, that has been this week's edition of Price That Parlay. Coming up next, we are going to put a bow on things. We're going to wrap up talking about the Titans, the Vols and Vandy, and what we expect for Middle Tennessee football teams going forward this weekend. You're listening to Riddle and Reporter, Junie Riddle, Nick Keezer here on 102.5 and 106.3 The Game.